بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. البكاء، بكاء سيدنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أخرج البخاري عن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اقرأ علي، فقلت: أقرأ عليك وعليك أنزل. فقال: إني أحب أن أسمعه من غيري. قال: فقرأت سورة النساء حتى إذا بلغت: فكيف إذا جئنا من كل أمة بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا؟ قال: حسبك. فالتفت فإذا عيناه تذرفان. كذا في البداية. فأخرج البيهقي عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: لما نزلت: أفمن هذا الحديث تعجبون وتضحكون ولا تبكون؟ بكى أصحاب الصفة حتى جرت دموعهم على خدودهم. فلما سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حسهم بكى معهم، فبكينا ببكائه. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يلج النار من بكى من خشية الله، ولا يدخل الجنة مصر على معصية، ولو لم تذنبوا لجاء الله بقوم يذنبون فيغفر لهم. كذا في الترغيب. وأخرج البيهقي والأصبهاني عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: تلا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هذه الآية: وقودها الناس والحجارة، فقال: أوقد عليها 1000 عام حتى احمرت، و1000 عام حتى ابيضت، و1000 عام حتى اسودت، فهي سوداء مظلمة لا يطفأ لهيبها. قال: وبين يدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رجل أسود، فهتف بالبكاء. فنزل عليه جبريل عليه السلام فقال: من هذا الباكي بين يديك؟ قال: رجل من الحبشة. وأثنى عليه معروفا. قال: فإن الله عز وجل يقول: وعزتي وجلالي وارتفاعي فوق عرشي، لا تبكي عين عبد في الدنيا من مخافتي إلا أكثرت ضحكها في الجنة. كذا في الترغيب. Respected brothers, this ta'aleem of Hayatul Sahaba, which we are doing, the objective of this is not that it should become an end in itself, but that this is a little bit of collective mashq or practice which we are making, that how to introduce this and make this a part of our lives. This is something that is greatly stressed by our kabirin and our elders, particularly those engaged in the work of Dawat and Tabligh, that Hayatul Sahaba should form part of their, what we call, daily infiradi ta'aleem. That on a daily basis, take out some time, individual time. Obviously, if you don't know Arabic, then mashallah, there are very, very good English translations available of Hayatul Sahaba. But we should read a little bit of Hayatul Sahaba every day. This will give us some glimpse or some idea or some understanding of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Allah says, for you in the Rasul of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beautiful example. We talk of ittiba'i sunnat, we talk of emulating and following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is, we may pick up a kitab or a book that will tell us this is the sunnat of wudu, sunnat of salah, sunnat of miswak, sunnat of dressing, Every sunnah is important. And that is no problem with that, to learn what the sunnahs are. But greater than that and higher than that is what we call the mizaj of nubuwwat. The mannerism of nubuwwat, the temperament of nubuwwat. The way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His usloob, his tartib, his mannerisms, the way he conducted himself. That you will not learn from a sunnah kitab, from a collection of sunnahs. That, my respected brothers, it is essential that we have this link and association with what we call seerah. The seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His history, his life history. The challenges that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam faced. What he did in certain circumstances. How he conducted himself. Allah Ta'ala loved every aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And every one of us, this is the criteria or the gradient by which we will be judged in Allah's court. The closer we are to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the higher the martaba, the higher the status. And the further we move away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's seerah, then the more distance we will be from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So one is seerah that we hear about, and the other is where we get this proper basirat, proper understanding of what the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. For that, my respected brothers, is very, very important. And we find that Hayatul Sahaba, I've mentioned this in previous years also, and the sad reality, unfortunately, my respected brothers, is that if we take stock, like this last year perhaps, many brothers would have been sitting in the Hayatul Sahaba majlis, and maybe even the previous year. And such sitting is not devoid of its benefit. Inshallah, there will be reward, etc. But the action that is loved, the action that is loved by Allah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us one nuskha, one prescription. He said, "Ahabbul a'mali ilallahi ta'ala adwamuha wa in qalla." He said, Allah loves that action which is perpetuated, which is done regularly. Not done once off and forgotten about for 1 year. No. Adwamuha, in which there is dawam. And how easy and how simple our shariat is, Rasulullah said, wa in qalla, even if it is little, no problem. Doesn't have to be lot. You're not saying sit and make Hayatul Sahaba ta'lim for 2 hours every day, no. If you can manage 15 minutes, no problem. Take out 15 minutes, but every day. Every day, with pabandi, with regularity. An action in which you attain regularity, dawam, istimrar. That is the type of action that is loved by Allah. Ahabbul a'mal. Nabi Sallam said, the most beloved. And that is when we'll get the nuraniyat, and that is when we'll get the benefit. So this one, Hayatul Sahaba is 3 volumes. How much are we going to be able to read in the short time that we have? And besides that, these nights are nights for ibadat. So the object behind this is to create the spark. It's to just give us a little bit of introduction. And this is such a maqbool kitab, such a maqbool kitab. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Allah Ta'ala used him. He is the compiler of Hayatul Sahaba. His maqam, his status. Our Mufti Minti Sahib from Clarksdorf, he passed away. Allah fill his qabr with noor. Once when I met him a few years ago, he mentioned on Karguzari, he said one of our akabirin from Nizamuddin, his name was Allah Dita Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Very, very pious person. He made walking Hajj from India many, many times. And he would very, very often make ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. Very pious person. He says on the death or demise of Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Allah Dita saw a dream. And in his dream, Allah Ta'ala on the plains of Hashar had gathered all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam and all the Sahaba and all the Awliya and the Atqiya and the Siddiqeen. Nurani gathering. And a mimbar had been erected. And on this mimbar was Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And Allah Ta'ala told Mullah Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali that on the earth you used to make bayan of my greatness, now in front of my anbiya make bayan of my greatness. So the personality is not an ordinary person, maqbool. This kitab is such also. I've mentioned this many times before. If you look at books of history, they are great. In fact, they are more voluminous works of history than Hayatul Sahaba. And they are much more detailed, comprehensive books of tariq and history. Bidaya wa Nihaya of Ibn Kasir, Tabari. Great, great ulama. They wrote many, many books. Ibn Jarir, Tabari, very accepted book on history. Ibn Kasir's Bidaya wa Nihaya, beginning and the ending, runs into many volumes. But we find that most of those books of history are presented in a chronological fashion. First century, second century, third century. Those of us who have read books on the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sirat al-Mustafa, etc. sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we'll find that generally Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life is presented chronologically. The year he was born, then the first year, then the childhood, then the as he became a youngster, then adulthood, then they became a Nabi, and it carries on. Very few books of tariq and history are presented in the manner that Hayatul Sahaba is presented. What Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has done is that it's three volumes, volume 1, volume 2, volume 3, but it's not chronological. First year of Nubuwwat, second year of Nubuwwat, third year of Nubuwwat, Khilafat of Siddiq Akbar, Khilafat of Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. No. He has taken sifat, taken attributes, taken qualities. For example, sabr. And then extracted from history examples of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sabr. Sabr of Abu Bakr, sabr of Umar radiallahu anhu, sabr of Usman radiallahu anhu, sabr of Ali radiallahu anhu, sabr of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Shukr, hilm, effect of listening to Quran, zikr of Allah Ta'ala, importance of acquiring knowledge of deen, importance of dua. So different sifat and attributes he's taken. And under those headings he has produced from history historical incidents to support those headings that he has brought. And this is actually, first of all, to do this type of thing requires a very high level of understanding and a very high level of connection with seerah to be able to extract from the kaleidoscope of seerah, this will fit in this, this will establish this, this will establish that. It indicates the type of ulum and understanding which Allah Ta'ala will bless Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi with. In fact, when this kitab was presented, that time Azhar was the seat of learning in the Islamic world. So a copy of this kitab, as is normally the practice of the senior ulama, whenever they write a kitab, they send to the other akabirin for them to make islah and to read and to approve, etc. So like that, this kitab was sent in Arabic, obviously, to Azhar University. And that time, the rector of the Azhar University wrote back. He was so impressed and so happy with this kitab that he wrote, قَرَأْتُ كِتَابَكْ. I don't even have to translate, you'll understand. He said, قَرَأْتُ كِتَابَكْ وَسَجَدْتُ لِكِتَابِكْ. I have read your kitab and I made sajda to your kitab. Not literal sajda, but an acknowledgement of the level or caliber from an academic point of view of the presentation of Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. So this is a very, very maqbool, accepted kitab. And the benefits, it's not possible for me to even enumerate how great the benefits are. If we will make this regular, one is our fazaili amal ta'lim that we do collective with our families every day at home. That to also fix the time for. Very, very important. And over and above that, take out some time, even if it is 15 minutes, but do it regularly, daily, and make ta'lim read Hayatul Sahaba. Really, we will get an understanding or a perception in our hearts of what Madinah Munawwara was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The pearls, the caliber of the individuals that Allah Ta'ala chose for the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These were those people that were walking on the earth and Allah sent down the revelation, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. They are already Jannatis. Allah is already happy with them. Another important aspect we should bear in mind is that when we look at the headings, whatever the headings are that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought, it's very, very important to take note of what that heading is and then listen to the incident in relation to that heading. Because by this we learn what is matloob, that what our kabirin want us to develop within ourselves. And if there is one thing, my respected brothers, unfortunately, that many of us are lacking in. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah, was a very, very great scholar. Great scholar. Up till today, his name resounds, well known throughout the entire Islamic world. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah, great scholar. He says, "Ta'allamtu al-ilm 20 sana." He says, to acquire the knowledge of deen that I have, it took me 20 years. It took me 20 years to acquire the knowledge. وَتَعَلَّمْتُ الْأَدَبْ 30 سَنَةً. But to acquire the etiquette and the adab of that knowledge took me 30 years. So adab, etiquette, respect, mujahada, having value for what we are listening to. This is a very, very important aspect of such majalis and gatherings. Whether it is a talk of deen, whether we're sitting with a kitab, whether it's our ijtimai talim, whether it's an infiradi talim, collective or individual. Very, very important is adab and etiquette. To have the ihtiram and the honor in our hearts of what we are listening to. And this itself is a lengthy topic. I'm not going to go into the details. Slowly over the next few majalis, we'll talk of aspects of this. But one aspect, our elders say that what is the object of why? Why are we sitting and listening, reading kitab? Why are we sitting in our ta'lim in the masjid, ta'lim at home, or this gathering of ta'lim? What is the object? What is one of the objectives that we need to acquire or achieve? One very, very important object is, they say, كَيْفَ يَتَأَثَّرْ قُلُوبُنَا مِنْ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ وَكَلَامِ الرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمِ. How can our heart take effect from the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If a person is business minded, a person's heart is attached to his business, and somebody has to walk in here and say, listen, maybe he's in the textile industry, or maybe he's in the stock market, for example. And somebody walks in and says, listen, you know what, there's been a crash, the stock market crashed. What will happen to that person? He's sitting here. Just hearing that the stock market has crashed, what will happen? His blood pressure will go up. He'll go into a depression. He may even start crying. If it's a reliable source, he may even contemplate suicide. Because he will think in his mind that I have lost everything. Now what is that? That reaction that's happening to that individual. That is what we call the heart taking effect from what he is listening to. Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just like that, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would speak of Jannat, would speak of Jahannam, would speak of Qabr, would speak of Akhirat, would speak of the Malaika, would speak of the unseen, of the Maghibat, like how we take effect from worldly things that we are attached to. The Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would take similar effect from those things. It was rare that in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the eyes of Sahaba would be dry. Like the Sahabi says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to us, Khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He spoke to us. What was the effect? He said, Zarafat minha al-uyun, wa wajilat minha al-qulub. The Nabi of Allah was speaking and the hearts of Sahaba were trembling. And the eyes of Sahaba were tearing. What is this? كيف يتأثر قلوبنا من كلام الله وكلام الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. The heart taking effect from the words of Allah and His Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. Abu Salih Muzani rahimahullah, he saw Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in a dream. And he was reading Quran in front of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم addressed him and said, يا أبا صالح هذه القراءة فإن البكاء. He said, oh Abu Salih, you are reading the Quran and your eyes are dry. Where are the tears? How is it that the heart is not taking effect from what you are reading? Today, crying when Quran is read, crying at the mention of the unseen, of the maghibat, this is something that has become the exception. It's become a rarity. Whereas this was something that was the norm in the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this crying, shedding tears, ulama say, this is such a great ni'mat of Allah. This is such a great bounty of Allah. The road to the heart is the eyes. The proof of what the heart is taking effect from is the eyes. They say this is the one ni'mat. This is the one ni'mat to cry in the fear of Allah. To cry in the consciousness of Allah. To cry in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. That the great, great friends of Allah, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, those who Allah Ta'ala blessed with this quality, at the time when they were leaving this world, they would be sad. And when the people ask them that, why are you sad? So they will say, I am sad because after today I will not be able to shed tears for Allah's sake. This is that one ni'mat that even in Jannat also you won't get. The time for this, to cry before Allah, to sob before Allah, to cry in dua, to cry in the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, the time for it is only in this dunya. Akhirah, in Jannat, we will be deprived of this. Jannati also won't get this. And yet, like Ibrahim bin Adam rahimahullah says, this lazzat, this ecstasy that Allah has kept in his munajat, in that connection with Allah, in crying before Allah. He used to say, this is an otherworldly lazzat. This is not from this dunya. This is from Jannat. Allah gives it into this world for only the select slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah used to say, there is a Jannat in this world. There is a Jannat in this world. Till you don't enter this Jannat, you will never enter the Jannat of Akhirat. And what Jannat he was talking about? That Jannat of the lazzat and ecstasy Allah Ta'ala has kept in sobbing and crying in solitude before Allah. So this is something, my respected brothers, riqqatul qalb, the softness of the heart. Israr on guna, israr on sins, listening to haram, looking at haram, planning haram all the time, engagement in the love and attraction of this world. This is something that what causes what ulama say, qasawatul qalb, the hardness of the heart. And when the heart is very hard, then obviously if a stone or rock is very hard, water doesn't come out from it. So for the water to come out, for these tears to be shed, for that the heart has to be soft. And how that softness of the heart is going to be acquired is by staying away from sins, and very important, by with mujahada, sitting in the majalis of deen. Apply yourself. Then that softness will come. And have this. This is the yardstick. This is the measuring tape. This is the thermometer. That how much is my heart taking effect from the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This crying, the shedding of tears, this is something that is so important. That Ajib, as I mentioned, very important to take note of what headings he gave. He has devoted an entire sub-chapter of Hayatul Sahaba and has given it the heading Al-Buka, crying. And then under that, the first incident he brings, Bukau Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the crying of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bukhari narrates from Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to Abdullah bin Mas'ud that recite the Quran for me. Recite the Quran for me. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud was very surprised at this request. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I must recite Quran before you when Quran was revealed to you. أَقْرَوْ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَيْكَ أُنزِلْ. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنِّي أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَسْمَعَهُ مِنْ غَيْرِي. He said, at times I love to listen to the Quran from others. In other words, I love to listen, despite the fact that it was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, at times I love to listen to others reciting Quran. Under the commentary of this, ulama ikram mention, لِكُونِهِ أَبْلَغْ فِي التَّفْهِيمِ وَالتَّدْبِيرِ لِأَنَّ الْقَلْبَ حِينَئِذٍ يَخْلُصْ لِتَعْقِلْ الْمَعَانِي. Because when you listen rather than read, you are able to ponder more effectively over what is being read. And the heart more easily takes effect. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed me to recite Quran, I began reading Surah Nisa until I came to the verse, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ. Allah says, what will the condition be on that day? When from every nation we will bring one witness, وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَٰؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. And we will bring you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a witness over all of them. Abdullah bin Mas'ud says that when I came to this verse, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hasbuk, enough. I looked up. Obviously, he was concentrating so much on his qiraat that he was not visualizing the Nabi of Allah, what effect this qiraat was having upon him. And then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hasbuk, enough, faltafattu, then he says, I looked. فَإِذَا عَيْنَاهُ تَدْرِفَانِ. And I saw that the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were profusely shedding tears at listening to the Qur'an. So this is something that is very, very important. This month of Ramadan is the month of the Qur'an. And Qur'an has to become an integral part of our lives. And listen to the Qur'an with soch, with tafahum, with tadabbur. The sign of the purity of the heart is the attachment with the Qur'an. And listen to the Qur'an in a manner where the eyes are not dry. If we cannot cry, then make like we are crying. Because this is kalamullah. Ikrama bin Abi Jahl radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he would sit in front of the Qur'an, akhad al-mushaf, he would take the Qur'an, he would place it on his eyes and he would say, hadha kalamu rabbi, hadha kalamu rabbi, hadha kalamu rabbi. This is the kalam of my Allah. This is the kalam of my Allah. This is the kalam of my Allah. The next subheading Mawlana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi brings, Bukaw Ahli Suffa radiallahu anhum in the Nuzuli Ayah. The crying of the Ashabu Suffa. Ashabu Suffa, or the Suffa, is what we call the raised platform in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These were those Sahaba who, their circumstances, worldly circumstances, were such they were very, very poor. In fact, comes in the riwayat that many of them didn't even have two pieces of clothing. They only had one cloth to cover themselves. At times they would cling to the ground for fear that if they stand up, their satr will get exposed. That level of poverty. And they would devote themselves to the masjid. They would live on this raised platform in Masjid al-Nabawi and devote themselves to acquiring the knowledge of deen from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very, very simple, poor sahaba. So the heading Mawlana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi gives that the crying of the Ashab al-Suffa at the revelation of an ayat of Quran. Bayhaqi narrates from Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when the verse of the Qur'an was revealed, أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ, are you astonished or surprised at this revelation or this mention that is being told to you? وَتَضْحَكُونَ, and you laugh at it. وَلَا تَبْكُونَ, and you do not cry. Allah is asking the kuffar, أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ, will you display astonishment and disbelief at what is being said to you? وَتَضْحَكُونَ, you will mock at it, laugh at it, and you will not cry. When this verse was revealed, what was the effect? Like I said, كَيْفَ يَتَأَثَّرْ قُلُوبُنَا, what effect the hearts of Sahaba would take from Qur'an. So Abu Huraira says, بَكَى أَصْحَابُ السُّفَّةِ, the Ashab al-Suffa started crying until their tears rolled down their beards, from their cheeks onto their beards onto the ground. Their chests were wet with so much of crying, so much of sobbing they did. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard their sobbing, he also started crying. Then Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, we also started crying at the crying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the riqqatul qalb, the softness of the hearts of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba Ikram. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what will Allah give you? What will Allah give you? What is the connection of those people whose hearts are soft like this? Whose hearts take effect from the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Whose eyes are not dry when Qur'an is read? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَلِجُ النَّارِ, La yalijun nar, he will never enter Jahannam. He will never enter Jahannam who cries out of the fear of Allah. Wala yadkhulul jannah, and he will never enter Jannat. He will never enter Jannat musirrun ala ma'siyatin. Musirrun ala ma'siyatin, someone who is obstinate and stubborn upon his guna and his sin. This is why very, very often we are given this caution by ulama-i-kiram that never try and justify your wrong. If you are weak, you lack the willpower, Allah is testing you, you are unable to stay away from a particular wrong, then don't try two things. One, don't try and justify it, and don't try and publicize it. Allah has concealed your wrong, make shukr for that. And let it stay concealed. Don't publicize it. Secondly, don't ever justify. Always be nadim, be regretful. Always ask Allah for forgiveness. If you're unable to stop, then ask Allah to give you the ability to stop. There is umid, there is hope that one day Allah will give you the tawfiq and the ability to abstain or to stop. But if you are insistent, if you are stubborn, if you justify, then look at this warning. Rasulullah SAW says, لا يدخل الجنة, such a person will never enter Jannah. Allah protect us. مُصِرٌ عَلَى مَعْصِيَةٍ. And with this, don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. What is Allah's mercy? How merciful is Allah? Because this idea or concept that, mashallah, I am very muttaqi, I am very pious, I don't sin, and you feel now you can look down upon others because of their weaknesses, my respected brothers, this is very, very dangerous. Don't ever have that mindset or attitude that, mashallah, you are perfect, everybody else is imperfect, or that you are going to condemn others. No. Allah Pak is very merciful. If you are going to look down upon somebody, it's very likely Allah will forgive that person and you will be taken to task. So how merciful? Look at this literal translation. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَلَوْ لَمْ تُذْنِبُ, if you will become so muttaqi and perfect that you don't sin, if you become hypothetically so muttaqi and so perfect that you don't make any guna, وَلَوْ لَمْ تُذْنِبُ, what will happen? لَجَاءَ اللَّهُ, Allah will bring another nation besides you. Allah will bring another nation besides you who will make sin, then they will ask Allah for forgiveness and Allah will forgive them. Such is the mercy of Allah. So don't write anyone off. None of us has a right. One person was giving karguzari. He was working in England for a Christian employer. Worked for many years for him. And then after that he retired. And then many years later, he got a message from his former employer. Now imagine a man on Christianity, a man on kufr, a man on shirk, his entire life. He was now terminally ill. So he sent for this employee of his. Muslim. So when this employee of his went to the hospice or wherever this person was to visit him, as he entered the room, this person said to him, this person's name was John or whatever it was. So he said to that employee of his, that you know that religion you used to keep telling me about, your religion, and I used to see you praying and so on. I want to enter that religion of yours. I want to become like one of you. How can I do that? So he said, you have to believe in the oneness of Allah, follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, read the Shahadat. So he said, I'm ready to do that. So he made him read the Shahadat, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Saying that, this man passed away. Now what is his maqam? Sinless. Sinless. So who can we write off? Where can there ever be a justification to condemn anyone? Allah's mercy is such, Allah's mercy is limitless. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Allah says, never ever lose hope in my mercy. How merciful, if you look at this example, just ponder over this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you do not sin, Allah will bring another nation that will sin, that will ask him for forgiveness so that he can forgive them. Because Allah's sifat is Ghafoorul Rahim. Allah is very forgiving, very merciful. If no sin is going to take place and no one is going to ask Allah for forgiveness, then how is that sifat and quality of Allah going to exhibit itself? So very, very important, my respected brothers. Don't write anyone off and never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. And with this, if you look at the usloob, the manner, the wisdom of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the one hand, that person will never enter Jannah who is stubborn upon his sins, who justifies his sins. And with that he mentions the mercy of Allah. In other words, Allah's mercy is not a license. Allah's mercy should not constitute a license and now do whatever you want. No. Allah's mercy is mentioned so that you don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. But Allah's azab is also a reality. Why is that reality? So that it's a deterrent. So al-iman bayn al-khawf wal-raja. Iman is between fear and hope. Maisu Sahib Rahmatullah brings one more incident, we'll translate. And like this, the lives of Sahaba Ikram were replete with incidents like this. The effect that the Quran, the words of Allah, and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have on the hearts of Sahaba. This month of Ramadan, my respected brothers, is the one time in the year Allah Ta'ala wants us to stand and listen to Quran. Even in our Hilal Masjid, mashallah, our Qari Sahib from Tanzania originally, the beginning of the month he was reading a little bit slow. How many people were complaining? And yet such beautiful recitation. Today the shock and shagaf to listen to Quran is not there. We are putting pressure on the hufaz in the various masajid to read Quran as quickly as possible and to compromise the rules of recitation, because the shock and shagaf to listen to Quran is not there. I met one alim now, senior alim, just 7 or 8 days ago in UK. He says, Allah ordained Taraweeh because once a year Allah Ta'ala wants the Ummah to stand and listen to Quran, to get the benefit of that. And he says that, and Allah Ta'ala wants the Quran to be read like how Allah has revealed it. He says, we have become such that if in another masjid that is 20 minutes drive from where we are. The Taraweeh is finishing 10 minutes early. We'll drive the 20 minutes to go to that masjid, so that we can finish the Taraweeh 10 minutes early. That shauq, that shagaf, that inclination to listen to Quran has come out. This is such a loss. We can't quantify the loss. A soccer match, cricket match, some music. Hours and hours. No problem. No problem. Tell a person, listen to Quran, sit in the majlis of deen. What is this? This is an indication of what? Of the deadness of the heart. The hardness of the heart, the blackness of the heart. This is why a man can suppress his urge to urinate also and stand in his shop for 10, 12, 13, 14 hours. But he can't sit 10 minutes in the halqa of ta'lim. There to stand is easy, here it's difficult. Why? The state of the heart. And this is something we should be concerned about. Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this verse of the Quran, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ. The fuel of men of Jahannam will be men and stones. And then, in other words, Jahannam would be stoked. Jahannam, the intensity of the heat of Jahannam will be stoked through men and stones. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the tafsir of this, he mentioned, Jahannam will be stoked for 1,000 years until it will turn bright red. Then another 1,000 years until it turns white. And then another 1,000 years until it becomes pitch black. فَهِيَ سَوْدَاءُ مُظْلِمَةُ. He says, now it is pitch black. لَا يُطْفَأُ لَهِيبُهَا. Its flames will not diminish. In front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a black sahabi. He started sobbing loudly. Loudly started crying. So Jibreel alayhi salam, his cry, this was the cry of Sahaba. The cry reached the arsh of Allah. Jibreel was sent. Man hadal baki bayni yadayk. Ya Rasulullah, who is this person that's crying in front of you? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rajulum min al Habasha. It is an Abyssinian Sahabi of mine. Wa athna alayhi ma'rufa. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uttered a few words in praise of the Sahabi. This was the shan of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would look for the positive in his companions. He would encourage them. He would reveal the goodness in them. Rather than looking, today unfortunately, we have become very negative in our thinking. We always tend to lean towards negativity. This is where you break the himmat and the courage of people. To build people up, you have to have a positive outlook. And look for good rather than looking for evil. Wa athna alayhi ma'rufa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised him. Allahu Akbar. Then Jibreel said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَقُولُ. Allah says, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي. By the oath of my dignity and my honor. وَإِرْتِفَاي. And by the oath of my lofty status and position. وَإِرْتِفَاي فَوْقَ عَرْشِي. By the oath of my irtifa above my arsh. لا تبكي عين عبد في الدنيا. Allah says, I take an oath of my dignity and my honor and my rif'at above my arsh, that no slave of mine out of my fear will cry in this world except that I will increase his laughing and happiness in Jannah. Allah takes qasam and oath that no slave of mine in this dunya, out of my fear, will cry. Except that, in return for that, I will increase his happiness and his joy and his laughing in Jannah. So buka, crying, shedding tears, out of the fear of Allah, out of the consciousness of Allah. These nights, my respected brothers, these nights are the nights to cry. This i'tikaf, what is i'tikaf? This is the Arabic word i'tikaf. If we look at it, what it means? It comes from the root word akafa ya'kif, which means, like you say in Urdu, hajjana, murjana. Literally, we translate seclusion. What it actually means? What's the object of i'tikaf? object of i'tikaf is to throw yourself at the mercy of Allah, like a child throws himself at the mercy of his parents and says, till you don't forgive me, I'm not going. Ya Allah, I want your maghfirat, I want your love, I want your ta'alluq. Till you're not going to give me that, Ya Allah, I am stuck here, I'm going nowhere else. That's what i'tikaf is. Unfortunately, today we've defeated the object of i'tikaf. Because this opportunity, while it is there, we are not conducting ourselves the way we are supposed to conduct ourselves. But that is what these nights are for. That is what the masjid is for. That is what this environment is for. Break off ties and relationship with everyone else during this period but Allah. Even if you don't talk to anyone, nobody, no problem. Talk only to Allah. Seclude yourself. Turn to Allah. This is the cleansing. This is the cleansing process, the cleansing period, the cleansing time. And Ramadan has that effect, and particularly the last 10 has that effect, that the seeds that we plant here, inshallah, for the next 11 months, the khair and barakat and the thimar of it will see. So this is the time when whatever little remains, let us apply ourselves. Let us value every moment. Chit-chat, idle chatter, that going to food from here and eating there, and that amusement and meeting that relative, all that, there's 11 months for all that. Now is not the time for that. Now is the time where it has to be you and Allah only. This is what we learned from the noble practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam during this period particularly. Very, very important. The doors of Allah's mercy are open. This opportunity, after this period passes for the next 11 months, you're not going to get this again. And whether you'll be alive after another 11 months, only Allah knows. So now that we have this opportunity, let us not waste that opportunity. Shed tears, cry, make dua. Ulama say, agar aaj kisi cheez ke kami hai, if there is any shortage of anything today, if you look at the numbers, people making namaz, people reading Quran, people making zikr, there's plenty. Okay, guna also is great, but ibadat is there. They say, agar kisi cheez ke kami hai, if there is any shortage or deficiency of anything, it is rone wale ke kami hai. It's a shortage of those who are crying before Allah. As we can see, my respected brothers, entire chapter Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Al-Buka, a chapter on crying. So we have, this is something that is matloob, something that is desired. It's an objective of Sharia. We should make this effort, apply ourselves. All of us will try and do this, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله علانيته وسره لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا سبحان الذي تعطف بالعز وقال به سبحان الذي لبس المجد وتكرم به سبحان الذي لا ينبغي التسبيح إلا له سبحان من أحصى كل شيء بعلمه سبحان ذي الفضل والطول سبحان ذي المن والنعم سبحان ذي المجد والكرم سبحان ذي الجلال والإكرام اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على جسد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأجساد وصل على قبر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القبور وصل على روح محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأرواح اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم صل على محمد في الليل إذا يغشى وصل على محمد في النهار إذا تجلى
اللهم صل على محمد أبد الآبدين دهر الداهرين جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا أنت ربنا أنت سيدنا أنت رب الكون والمكان أنت رب المشرقين والمغربين أنت رب المشارق والمغارب أنت رب السماوات السبع ورب العرش العظيم أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الظالمين فأنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم المعتدين أمس مرسيفول أمس كايند الله أمي أول الله أمي آخر الله أمي ظاهر الله أمي باطن الله يا الله you are أول before you there is nothing you are آخر after you there is nothing Ya Allah, you are the creator of every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your kingdom is such that it knows no decline. Your treasures are limitless. Ya Allah, our puny, defective intellect, our limited intelligence, our limited understanding, Ya Allah, our dirty, filthy tongues can never ever do justice to praising you. Ya Allah, that you have even just allowed that you have allowed that we use our dirty tongues to take your park name, Ya Allah. That in itself, Ya Allah, is a license, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can never praise you, Ya Allah, as you ought to be praised, Ya Allah. أَنْتَ الْقَائِلْ فَنِعْمَ مَا قُلْتْ Ya Allah, you as you have praised yourself, هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوْ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم Every blade of grass, Ya Allah Every droplet of water is shining with your noor, Ya Allah Ya Allah, you are manifest Your jalwa, your noor, Ya Allah Is manifest in your creation, Ya Allah Ya Allah, multitudes and multitudes of creation, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your greatness, your kibriyai, your jalal, your azmat, Ya Allah, is wara'ul wara, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you have showered your ni'mats and your bounties and your favors upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the least justification of that is we should have showed you our gratitude, Ya Allah. We should have utilized your bounties to obey you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but all we have done, we have come before you, drowning in our sins, Ya Allah. We have come before you with a legacy of disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you commanded us to lower our gazes, we raised our gazes. You commanded us to adopt justice, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we were the dens of treachery and evil and injustice, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you commanded us to fill the masjids. We emptied the masjids, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you commanded us to cloak humanity with the cloak of haya and shame. Our own daughters are dancing naked on the stages, Ya Allah. You commanded us to bring your Quran alive. The bodies of our youngsters are jiving to haram music, Ya Allah. In every direction, Ya Allah, it's a gutter of your disobedience, Ya Allah. There is no Abu Bakr and Umar amongst us. There is no Usman and Ali amongst us. There is no Rabia Basri, no Junaid Baghdadi amongst us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is a sinners, Ya Allah. Greater than this, what greater loss can there be, Ya Allah? Most of our lives have passed. We take your name and we don't feel the sweetness in our tongues, Ya Allah. Hum in gande dilon ke saath nahi marna chahte. Nahi marna chahte. Is mahroomi ke saath nahi marna chahte, Ya Allah. Humne aaj tak tere mohabbat ki mithas nahi mehsoos ki. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho chuki. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho chuki. Sari duniya se wahshat ho chuki. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho chuki. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't even know how to ask you, Ya Allah, that your paak muhabbat and your paak taluk should enter our dirty, filthy hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we have observed, Ya Allah, even in a dirty, filthy stream, Ya Allah, it is you that brings forth a beautiful flower, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, after the long night, it is you that brings the light of daylight. After the long winter, it is you that brings the warmth of summer, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah, hamare paas koi amal nahi hai. Ya Allah, we have no right. There is no justification. Hum iqrari mujrim hai. Hum iqrari mujrim hai. Hum iqrari mujrim hai. Ya Allah, hamare paas koi uzar nahi hai. Koi uzar nahi hai. Koi uzar nahi hai. Ya Allah, hum iqrari mujrim hai. Hum gunahon mein doob rahe hai, Ya Allah. We are drowning in our sins, Ya Allah. خار ہے بدکار ہے ڈوبے ہوئے ذلت میں کچھ بھی ہو کچھ بھی لیکن تیرے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے امتی ہے یا اللہ یا اس امت یا اللہ whatever we are یا اس امت یا اللہ the nights of مدینہ منورہ are a witness یا اللہ عائشہ رضی اللہ عنہ woke up. She saw your beloved. His back was bent over. His stomach was pressing to the plank of the bed. She said, Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? He said, Aisha, the pangs of hunger have become too difficult for me to The nights of Madina Munawara, the wind of Madina Munawara, the sand of Madina Munawara would hear the resounding cries of the Nabi, Ya Allah. Those nights he would cry, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati. Ya Allah, hamare paas koi amal nahi hai. We have nothing we can present to you, Ya Allah. All we can present to you are the tears of Rasul-e Pak. There's no other door, Ya Allah. There's no one else we can turn to. There's nowhere else we can run to, Ya Allah. It is only you, la malja, wa la manja, minka illa ilayk, Ya Allah. It's only you, Ya Allah. It's only you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tere habibe paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke laaj rakkar hum big mang rahe hain tujhse, Ya Allah. We are begging you through the large of the tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of the day, the sins of the night. the sins we have committed openly, the sins we have committed secretly. Ya Allah, every type of guna, every type of sin is there, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the tongue of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have said, Ya Allah, lo innaka lo ataytani bi qurabil ardi khataya, that if you come before me with the rains of this earth full of sins, la ataytuka bi qurabiha maghfira, I will meet you with the rains of this earth with rahmat and mercy. You have written on your arsh, inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. You have said in your Quran, kataba rabbukum ala nafsi rahmah. Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, inni ana al-ghafoorun rahim. You are the most merciful Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive our families, Ya Allah. Forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive our children, Ya Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the ummah is suffering as a result of our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Their blood has been cheapened, Ya Allah. So that the rivers are flowing with the blood of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the respect and dignity of our mothers and sisters are being looted in front of their families, Ya Allah. To practice upon a sunnah, practice upon sunnah has become a crime, Ya Allah. Even the pure personality of our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not being spared, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have become a rudderless ship that is being tossed around in the storm, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Firauns of today with pride and arrogance are saying, where is your Allah? Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have iman, Ya Allah. They have reliance on their technology and their science. They have reliance on their armies and their military might, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have armies and technologies and science, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all we have is you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all we have is you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all we have is you, Ya Allah. You are Qadir Mutlaq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your Qudrat and your Kibriyai and your Jalal and your Azmat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, no grain in this earth exists except without your permission, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, the Firauns of today, if Hidayat is Muqaddar for them, give them Hidayat quickly, otherwise remove them from the surface of this earth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the obstacles of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you for Hidayat for our Insani brothers, Ya Allah. Give the Americans Hidayat, give the Australians Hidayat, give the Asians Hidayat, give the Chinese Hidayat, give the Africans Hidayat, Ya Allah. Open the doors of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there will be no shortage in your treasures. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become so happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, our hearts are in your control, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah, turn our hearts towards your obedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts of hatred, of malice, of jealousy, of greed, of envy, Ya Allah. Cleanse our hearts of negative qualities, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the nur of iman, taqwa, tawakkul, khashiyat, sabr, ikhlas, lillahiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas, Ya Allah. Grant us ikhlas, Ya Allah. Grant us ikhlas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from riyakari, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the nur of iman, Ya Allah. Grant us the nur of your ta'alluq. Make the masjid beloved to us, Ya Allah. Bring the ummah back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the love of Quran, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we listen to Quran and our eyes are dry, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we listen to your Quran and our eyes are dry. Humne Quran ka haq ada nahi kiya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Give us the love of Quran, Ya Allah. Make us Ahlul Quran, Ya Allah. Make us Ahlul Quran. Make us Ahlul Quran, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Bring the ummah back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Bring us back onto sunnah, Ya Allah. Those works which are beloved to you, make them beloved to us and give us the tawfiq to fulfill that, Ya Allah. What is hated to you, make it hated to us and give us the tawfiq to abstain from that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Accept us for the effort of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Make us da'is of your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. اس کام کے حقائق ہمارے سامنے کھول دے, اس کام کے نفع کھول دے, اس کام کو اپنی زندگی کے مقصد بنانے کے توفیق نصیب فرما دے, اللہ. Ya Allah, umumi hidayat ke faisle farma de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when we were little babies in the lap of our mothers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they hymn to us, La ilaha illallah. Without any understanding or perception, we also would say, La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, the clock of our life is ticking, Ya Allah. The day of our departure from this world has come near, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it not be that there was some guna or some be'usuli as a result of which we are deprived of kalima at the time of death, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, ame puri maut se bacha de. Usne khatima naseeb farma de. Usne khatima naseeb farma de. Usne khatima naseeb farma de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, become our companion at the time of maut, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the kalima be on our lips, Ya Allah. Make the last day of our life the best day of our life, Ya Allah. Let us leave this world in a condition that you are happy with us, Ya Allah. Our brothers and sisters, relatives that have passed away and are mubtala in azab of qabr, remove the azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make their qabrs gardens from the gardens of Jannah. Do not let it be pits from the pits of Jahannam. Ya Allah, the day is coming, your caller will announce. Wamtazul yawm. Wamtazul yawm, ayyuha al mujrimun. The mujrimin must go on one side. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Hamare hashar kya hoga? What will happen to us in that day, Ya Allah? That will be the day you will be giving shade underneath your arsh. Ya Allah, you will be giving shade to the Anbiya, to the Sahaba, to the Awliya, to the Atqiya, to the Ulama, to the Muballighi. Ya Allah, Tere Izzat ki qasam. Hum unme se nahi hai, Ya Allah. We are not from amongst them, Ya Allah. We are not from amongst them. Humne to zindagi ko barbaad kar diya. Tere nafarmani karke zindagi ko barbaad kar diya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us also shade, Ya Allah. Bilkul piche, right at the back, Ya Allah. Right at the back, Ya Allah. Right at the back, Ya Allah. Give us also shade at the end. Don't deprive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Hame us din ki ruswai se bacha de, mere malik. Ya Allah, give us Jame Kosar from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us cross the Sirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Ya Allah, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, read the verse of the Quran, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. That fire, the fuel of which will be men and stones, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum is dozak ko kaise bardasht karenge? Nahi ho sake, hum nahi bardasht kar sakte. We cannot bear that azab, Ya Allah. We will never be able to bear that azab, Ya Allah. Save us from Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam. Ya Allah, every night of Ramadan, you are freeing millions of souls from Jahannam. Ya Allah, make us amongst them, Ya Allah. Allahumma ja'alna min utaqai shahri Ramadan. Allahumma ja'alna min utaqai shahri Ramadan. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان اللهم عاتق رقابنا ورقاب والدينا وأمهاتنا وأزواجنا وأولادنا وجميع قاربنا وجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من النار بقدرتك اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة يا الله grant us جنة الفردوس يا الله grant us جنة الفردوس our families our parents يا الله our wives our children يا الله the entire أمة of رسول Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, our parents, we will never be able to repay them, Ya Allah. You reward them from your shaya nishan. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayana saghira. Ya Allah, all those who have asked for duas, who mutawakkif for duas. Ya Allah, all our ulama'i kiram, our elders, our kabirin, Ya Allah. All those who have done ihsan upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant them the best in this world and the hereafter. Fulfill all their jais hajat, Ya Allah. Those that are in parishani, remove their parishani, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are in difficulty, remove, alleviate their difficulty. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, jata hua Ramadan hai, Ya Allah. Allahumma ja'alna mimman sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba, faghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbih. Allahumma taqabbal minna siyamana wa qiyamana wa ruku'ana wa sujudana وجميع أعمالنا واجعلها كلها خالصة لوجهك الكريم. يا الله protect the مقدسات of the Ummah, protect the حرمين الشريفين, protect Aqsa يا الله, protect Aqsa يا الله, protect Aqsa يا الله, protect our brothers and sisters wherever they are suffering and going through hardships يا الله. يا الله remove their difficulties and their hardships يا الله. يا الله يا الله يا الله unite this Ummah يا الله. يا الله bring the Ummah unto complete deen, bring us unto halal يا الله. Let us stay away from haram, from riba, from treachery, from lies يا الله, from deception يا الله. يا الله يا الله make us your beloved يا الله, make us amongst the مقبولين يا الله. يا الله do not turn us away empty handed يا الله. يا الله do not turn us away empty handed يا الله. يا الله do not turn us away empty handed يا الله. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. يا الله wherever the work of deen is taking place, خانقاز, مدارس, مراكز يا الله, whatever effort of deen in a manner that is pleasing to you, take it from strength to strength and protect it يا الله. And then grant us a share in it also يا الله. اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر واستكمل الأجر وأدرك ليلة القدر وفاز بالثواب والأجر. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومطاعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله.